Okay. So, Perik Beis Mishnah Yabes, he says the following. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi momon chavercha chaviv alecha kishalach. Your money's, your friend's money should be as important to you as your own money. So that means to say, you shouldn't be so quick to spend someone else's money, and you should be as considerate about someone else's money and someone else's resources as you are about your own. So, you know, when it comes to, let's say you're at work. So the question is, well, you know, spend some time at work calling my friends or using paper to print and stuff like that, and all these type of things where it's mamon chaverch, it's really not your own money. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful with your friend's money as much as you're careful with your own. Okay. Do you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay. Next halacha, next piece. Haskein atzmacha, you should prepare yourself lilmoid Torah, to learn Torah. This is a famous Mishnah. Haskein atzmacha lilmoid Torah, you should prepare yourself to learn Torah. She'ina Yerushalach, because the Torah is not a Yerusha for you. It's not an inheritance. So the question is, what do you mean the Torah is not an inheritance exactly? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner here asks a famous question, or a good question. You know, I don't know how famous it is, but I actually wrote about it in my sefer in Chevel Nachlosay. But there's he asks a great question. It says, prepare yourself to learn, because don't just be so proud of yourself that you're going to get it automatically, and you're not going to get it automatically if you don't learn. Why? She'ina Yerushalach. The Torah is not an inheritance for you. You know, inheritance you don't have to work for. You just get it, right? When the time comes. So here also, look, Torah is mine. I'll just get it. I'm part of the Jewish people. So he says it's not a Yerusha for you. So Frecht of Chaim Volozhiner, what's the obvious kasha? It is a Yerusha. Because it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirasha kihilas Yaakov. That the Torah, see, Moshe commends us the Torah. Moirasha, it is a Yerusha. It is an inheritance of Kal Yisrael. So here the Mishnah says it's not an inheritance, but the Mishnah, but the Pasuk says it is an inheritance. So is it or isn't it? It's a Bam Kasha. Very serious question. So Chaim Volozhiner says the following. He says it is a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. And there is a promise that since it's a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael will never forget the Torah. Klal Yisrael will never forget the Torah. We're never going to be put in a position of forgetting the Torah. That's true. However, each yachid, each individual may not be the one to receive it. For each individual to receive it, it's not a Yerusha to you unless you work for it. Unless you work for it, you're not necessarily going to get it. Okay? So it's not Yerusha for you. The Torah is not Yerusha for you. It is a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. Hashem promised us that the Jewish people will never forget the Torah. But you as an individual can't rely on that, because maybe other people will learn it, but not you. And therefore, there's no haftacha for the yachid. I remember one time, the Rav Baruch Ber writes that, he says that Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch was such a tzaddik that if it weren't for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban says such a thing about the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim in the times of the Hanukkah miracle were such tzaddikim that if it weren't for them, Nishtakcha Torah miYisrael, the Torah would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. So I remember I asked my Mashkiach in Pesach, I said, but how could he say that? The Pasuk says, "Let Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael." The Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So how could it be? If it weren't for him, it would have been forgotten. If it weren't for that particular tzaddik, then the Torah would have been forgotten. So Mashgiach said a great answer. He says, you're right. If it wouldn't have been for the Chashmonaim in that time period, and if it wouldn't have been for a Hirsch in that time period, and maybe if it wouldn't have been for a Baron Cutler and this and that, the Torah would have been forgotten. Yes, it's true. The promise is that Hashem makes it in every generation, that he makes sure that there are those people that will make sure that it's never forgotten. That's the answer. The answer is that Hashem makes sure that there are always going to be those people that are not going to let it be forgotten. So it's true. It's true that if it weren't for him, it would have been forgotten. Aye, Hashem promised us it's not going to be forgotten. That's his shlichus. Hashem will make sure that it's about to be forgotten. I'll plant Rav Aaron Cutler here to make sure it doesn't get forgotten. I'll plant Rav Hirsch. I'll plant the Chashmonaim. And I'll plant the Vilna Goyim. And I'll make sure that Torah doesn't get forgotten. So that's the way it works. Okay? So this is Rav Chaim Volozhiner saying, Klal Yisrael, yes. Klal Yisrael, it's a Mesorah for Klal Yisrael. It's a Merasha, it's a Yerusha. Klai, so it's your Yerusha. You want to know as an individual, are you guaranteed to get it? Not necessarily. In a Yerusha loch, it's not a Yerusha for you unless you study it, unless you learn it. Haskein atzmacha l'ilmoy Torah, you got to prepare yourself to learn. Okay? Now, there is a Gemara here. There's a Gemara that raises a little bit of an issue with this Mishnah. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings it. It's a Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, Kol Shehu Talmud Chacham, anyone who's a Talmud Chacham, and his child is a Talmud Chacham, and his great-grandchild, anyone who's a Talmud Chacham, and his child and his grandchild is a Talmud Chacham. If you have three generations of Talmud Chacham, then you're guaranteed that the Torah is Machazeres Al Achsanya Shalach. Since this family was a family that was an achsanya, an achsanya means like a host for Torah, the Torah will go back to the same achsanya. The Torah will go back to the same host. And it's just like there's a halacha when you go to a city. You're not supposed to go to a different place every time. If you have someone that was a host for you, you should go back to the same person. So the Torah does the same thing. This family was always a reliable host for me, so I have to go back to the same family. So it says there that if there's three generations of Torah, if there's three generations of Torah, then the Torah will come back to it. So it sounds like that as long as your grandfather was a Talmud Chacham and you're a Talmud Chacham, then you're guaranteed that your children will have Torah. So it sounds like it's a steer, it's a contradiction to this Mishnah. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings down that his brother would ask that we all have that. Because Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So they have three generations. So we're all children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So the Torah should never leave us. So how could you ever have an Am Haaretz in Klal Yisrael? That was Reb Chaim Volozhiner's brother's question. So everyone in Klal Yisrael has that. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said the following. Great answer. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, yeah, it's like a host. It's like a hotel. And the person that's traveling from each city will never go to a different hotel. But let's say he knocks on the door of the hotel. And he says, hi, I'm back. And the hotel says, yeah, but we're closed. We're closed today. Why are you closed? Room service strikes is on strike. The manager went to play golf. There's nobody around. Sorry. The hotel's closed. So what's he going to do, sleep in the street? No, he's going to find a different hotel to go to. The last 10 times he came to the city, he always went to this hotel. And you're supposed to be loyal. He is being loyal. He came back. But the hotel was closed. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, it's true that if you and your child and grandchild were learning Torah, the Torah will come back and knock on the door again. And the Torah will make an effort. But if the hotel's closed, then it's not going to come in. So if the next generation does not prepare themselves, like the Mishnah says here, to be a host for Torah, and they don't prepare themselves properly, and they avoid the Torah, and they don't want to be part of it, then they won't get it. So that's the pshat. So he says, yeah. He says, of course, haskein atzmacha l'ilmoy Torah. You have to prepare yourself to learn. You need to prepare yourself to learn. Because if you don't prepare yourself in the Torah, you won't get the Torah. And it's not a Yerusha, even though it's a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. It's not a Yerusha for each Yachid. If it's not a Yerusha for each Yachid, so why does the Torah go back? And so he answers, says the Torah will go back. And it's gonna show up at the doorstep of your grandchild. It's going to show up there at the doorstep. But if they don't open the door, they don't open the door. So therefore, that's why you have to make sure. Haskein atzmacha lilmoid Torah. Okay? Now, he also says, it's an interesting lashon. It says, hatkein atzmacha, like a tikkun. Fix yourself. Lilmoid Torah. It doesn't usually, if we would try to say, prepare yourself to learn, it would say a different lashon. It would just say, like, hachana, lehachin. mechina tzmecha lil motora. Why does it say hatkena tzmecha? Which means to fix yourself. It doesn't say prepare yourself. It says fix yourself to learn. To hear Reb Chaim Voloshiner says, it's referring to your midos. You have to make sure you got good midos, because otherwise the Torah doesn't want to be housed in a person who has bad midos. He says it's like putting a very expensive wine. Imagine you show up to this, you know, I saw one time, this guy was pouring wine bottles. Okay, he was pouring this bottle, and a guy comes with a paper glass, a paper cup. And the guy says, buddy, this wine bottle is a $600 bottle of wine. The cup I'm about to pour you, it's like $150. You're putting it in a plastic cup. Go get yourself a glass and come back. Right? So he says it's not appropriate for the chashivas of the thing, of the wine, to be in a plastic cup. So he says, you want the Torah to come to you? The Torah's going to come into you? Are you appropriate kli to hold it? So you have to prepare the kli, that the kli, the utensil that's holding the Torah, should be appropriate, and it should be the chashivas that matches up with the Torah. So he says, that's what I mean. Haskein atzma, fix yourself up. Fix yourself up in a way that you can be a proper host for the Torah. Then the Torah will come knocking on your door, and you can open up and say, oh, I'm ready to host, no problem. So he says that's the point. So Memela, he says that's what it means. Haskein atzma chalom Torah. It doesn't just mean prepare yourself. It means fix yourself to learn. Okay? Haskin atzmachalim motera, fix yourself that you should have the right midos, you should have the right character traits, so that when it comes the right time, the Torah to come to you, you'll be able to host the Torah over there. Okay? And he says here, actually, this is one of the times, can you hear me better? He mentions one of his principles. He says the principle he says here is that before you start learning, you should do tshuva. He says, Haskein atzmecha lulmud Torah b'yiras Hashem. Koidem, the koidem halimud, before you start learning, yisvada vidui amiti b'lev, you should do tshuva. So now this is a very interesting point, because traditionally Reb Chaim Voloshiner held that you should not stop in the middle of learning and get all inspired. You're like, oh, this is great, and start like, you know, running around and get all inspired. You should concentrate on what you're learning. He does say you have to make sure you do proper tshuva. Because if you do the proper tshuva before you start, then you'll be the right kli and the Torah will come in. So therefore he said you should do tshuva and tefillah before you start learning to prepare yourself. And you should be that kli that the Torah will be inside you. Fine. So I'm right now in the Kol in Boca Raton here. So I am right now, actually. And I guess